to keep it, you know, realistic, but yeah. It's up to them at this point. I loved it. That's good.
Yeah.
Master, that was probably one of my favorite classes.
See how much thinking goes in that fucking cube.
You accidentally coined a term that is amazing.
What's that?
I don't know how many people heard it or whatever, but you said unifractation.
Oh, and dial into the upper level.
But that's like, you just think about that word.
I liked cube science.
Well, I really think it's ultimately the best tool to understand where the deepest levels of consciousness or reality reach. There's no question. And if you really want to think about it, it's stupid. You have to think like a human. You get what I'm saying? We need stuff as symbolism. If we don't have that, we can't transcend into thought. Do you understand? We need that media. Oh, yeah, nobody's recording, right? if you look at a cube, and the ironic thing is, if you just look at it, just so you can only see one point of it, okay? You understand it? That's that. That frequency, I said, you know, from the very beginning of creation, that this is one of the beginning substructures. And when they linked, I want you to understand something. This is shit that I haven't ever said, but if you really want to think about it, take one of these points from point one to point two, and then another one I said connected, like a T, okay? Mm-hmm. And then another one, creating the third. You have now your first triangulation, if you will, okay, of it becoming, like, it's going, electric energy is going to follow a very structural, geometric pattern. You get what I'm saying? It's not going to be like, if you dissect it down, that is made out of billions of, like, cubical, invisible, holding particles in exact positions. That's technically computer programming, but anyway.
That's, you said the first triangulation. That's like the eye within the triangle thing, the beginnings of God right there.
Well, it's the beginning of God when the substructure started to become, I guess you could say, a square. And in there it became aware of itself. And that's the core began. And that's self-consciousness. That's it becoming what it was. And then multiplying. It's a way to approach it. Does it mean it's exactly so? No, but it doesn't have to be. What has to be is that you guys can approach it from an earthly level of perception through an organic mind to transcend it to time and space. So. But now you guys gotta do like the karate song. It's gonna be my theme song all year.
It's just perfect.
Only people now will understand. They better go do the visual upgrades. I hope that you know, if there's people who got that, is you understand the importance of it now. It's all interconnected.
Yeah, it feels like it's a little meek as you start with the cube and then it's you've got it all, like. Your teachings have never made more sense to me.
You guys are getting educated. That you're just getting smarter so you can wrap your head around more. You know? If I would have came out with this years ago, there would be no HBI. I'd be like... You know? But this is, you know, like I said, when you have spiritual people who are meditating their asses off and they come back with mandalas and these structures and whatever, that came from the old masters, not for these people. Not for them, I'll tell you that right now, okay?
They're definitely
watching. This is what they were trying to show, what they were seeing in their mind was the first approaches to that level. And it would be organized energy, do you understand? And that's what they were trying to explain or to show.
You said there would be something that would replace quantum physics. It seems like the first class of like what that is.
Well, there's quantum physics, and then there is
unifractation.
Unifractation, yeah. There's an alternative to quantum physics. It's called something with
a B. Dynamics?
No. It starts with a B. I forget. It tastes hard now.
Leave me alone! Leave my brain alone! The thing that I think touched on and it reminded me of, like, this thing that I was trying to explain, like, people think the stuff in their brain is the thing, and that's all they ever latch onto. I was trying to figure out a way to explain it. Like, I came up with, like, a radio frequency, right? If you get the radio frequency, it's all in, but what your brain is getting is, like, when the radio's tuned out, you're just getting and so you have to kind of almost, like, piece that together from that to actually build the rest of it.
Do you guys understand about the phasing of the structure? And although it's still all there, you're seeing only the portions of it. So that
made
a lot of sense. I think that was the biggest thing that I felt was going to be a challenge to explain.
I thought you did a great job in taking that and going back to the visual upgrades. I think would take it up 5-10 notches.
Well, to me, if you can understand that, it's just a matter of time for you guys to look around the room and just, like, I totally get it. Like, you totally can see the static becoming what we think is reality. And,
yeah,
you know, from the sideways rain to the static to reality to nothing in the room, but yet if you look at it correctly, mm-hmm. you can see the static in the room, like smoke, and you know, it's just a matter of understanding all those components. But this is starting to get into heavy, heavy, heavy shit.
When you were showing one of those videos of the scrambling and everything, where you were explaining, but I was at the park the other night. I went there to meditate, setting, you know, that gravel, and it was doing exactly that.
But this is what I try to show in the upgrades. You know,
yeah.
This is another level of that, to pay attention to the fine details, because it's in that level of consciousness that you really begin to understand stuff. But, you know, there comes the meltdown, too. You can't be organic and understand this stuff fully without you having a level of fucking insanity approach you. Because how can you operate knowing what you really know? Do you get what I'm saying? So this is where the person either goes batshit crazy, or you attain enlightenment, or you enter into a fuller enlightenment cycle.
Well, all the knowledge you've given, it's kind of like...
Well, I'm trying to be very careful and responsible and
yeah.
progressively teaching, but I can't stop somebody from jumping around now because it's kind of all laid out.
Yeah, exactly. But it's like if you do start going crazy, you're like, what? I know I'm going crazy, and this is what this is. And
well, it's like going in between. The whole reason to go in between is to know that you can ground yourself, and you just have to check out and do mundane things, and you will ground yourself. But if you keep bringing your mind over to it, now you got to have discipline. It becomes the babbler. Are you going to engage it and think about it? Well, that's the babbler talking now. It's become just the fucking opposite of your worst nightmare. 1 minute you're babbling because you can't get to where you want to go, and now you're trying to babble to get out of it. It's babbling to keep you in it. Do you understand? It's a paradox.
I did like the phasing where you started with the same image, and then it would get more concrete, more solid, and that gave a very good feels like of things manifesting and actually getting to that point where it has manifested. I thought that was a very good job.
True direction of reality, you're not ever going to be able to, I mean, you can, but it would be extreme. You're talking biblical level. But you can certainly manipulate situations to move in a certain direction, but there's always that drawback. There's always that if you mess with the system too much, there's going to be kickback. And I've experienced that for a decade and a half now with the business.
Yeah, yeah.